B-Pod Studios.
Do you know what day it is?
Wednesday.
It's Wednesday.
Good Wednesday morning, everyone.
Thank you for joining us, everyone. We have such a fun show ahead.
It's Wednesday.
Only Wednesday?
It's a great show ahead.
It's Wednesday.
Fun show.
That's your favorite day.
This is such a fun show. There is so much more fun happening.
It's
so time. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
Here's Lauren and Wally.
Well, good morning. It's Wednesday. Everybody doing okay this morning?
Terrific.
I can tell. Hey, good news about Poppy, Big Poppy's upgrade.
Yeah, yes, that's a good condition.
Good
that's
condition.
Good.
That's really good. And by the way, speaking of Big Poppy, that brings up the Dominican. Another tourist has died in the Dominican.
Another one?
Yeah. This is really...
Wow.
And they're looking at homebrew.
Homebrew?
Yeah.
Like hooch?
Hooch, yeah.
Oh, okay.
So that might have something to do with it.
But you can get a room for $29 now.
Yeah, I bet you can get a room for $29. Okay, puppy eyes. Did you see the story on puppy eyes? You know what I'm saying when I say puppy eyes? They say that it took dogs 33,000 years to evolve into knowing how to control us with puppy eyes.
Really? Interesting. I don't fall for it. I'm cold.
Okay.
All right, put the dog out.
That's right. That's right. Hey, what are we covering? 745 this morning. Dirty laundry. What are we covering?
Well, I was just reading the list of celebrities that will not pose for selfies with you. And I'm surprised at some of the people on the list. And I'm also interested in why they don't do it.
Oh.
Because it's like kind of a good reason.
Have you seen what Bill Cosby's up to in prison?
I don't know.
Vile human being.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to have a karaoke concert for you this morning.
Because that's exciting.
We have a big karaoke competition coming up a week from tomorrow night. It's going to be at the Kowloon. And so we're auditioning karaoke contestants
this morning.
So we'll have this at 7:25 this morning. All of this is coming up right here on the Lorne and Wally Morning Show.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
They say that everybody has a double someplace. But this is kind of really weird. Tell them what happened to you.
Well, here, so a little background. About 6 months ago, I got an email from a resort in Vail, Colorado, very fancy, to say that I left my license there.
Wow.
While I was on vacation. I'm like, what kind of life am I living? This is amazing. So I looked up, this person was from Massachusetts, but we have the same name. It's Lauren B. Falcone. Mine's Beckham, hers is different. Anyway, and come to find out that she lives in Massachusetts, and I got in touch with her and said, you left your license in Vail, Colorado, and she has a, I was comparing my life to hers because hers is fancy. She's got a really nice job, and she has a nice place in the city, and
it's like opposite George.
I was like, this is my life if I made all the right decisions. Anyway, occasionally I get emails from people. Like, I got an email from her insurance person, and I just said, you have the wrong Lauren. I get an email from a vacation thing. I'm like, well, it sounds like a good time, but that's not me. Now it's getting complicated because there's another Lauren Falcone, and she has my shirt.
How did you get your shirt?
How did that happen?
This is a different Lauren. Lauren, who's living the best life, has her own shirts. There's a Lauren Falcone. I bought a shirt from Old Navy. They said they had it in the store, and I could come pick it up anytime. So I was like, all right, so you buy it online, and then they hold it behind the counter, and then you go in, and you get it. So finally I made it to Old Navy in Walpole yesterday. And I walk up, and I got my little receipt thing on my phone. I say, I'm here to pick up my shirt. And they're like, looking. And then, like, it could be under Beckham. It could be under Falcone. It's under Falcone. Lauren Falcone. Like, oh, you picked this up last week along with this floral print dress. I'm like, first of all, I'm not going to look good in that dress. Let's look at me for a second, shall we?
Yeah.
Like, no. And I'm like, what? I said, well, there's another Lauren Falcone. And they're like, there is? I'm like, this is a big world, people. You need to check IDs.
Okay.
So anyway, apparently, and I don't know if it's...
You're going to try to contact her and get
fine,
your shirt?
But no, yeah. They gave me a shirt.
I hope she
has a shirt. It's very comfy and nice.
That's the shirt?
Boyfriend t-shirt. Whatever. I like it. It's cute. It's summery.
Yeah.
It's just plain.
How much did you pay for it?
Well...
Old Navy. It's like
she
five
paid
bucks.
Nothing.
Yeah, she got a free one.
Okay.
Like $10.
Got a question about this whole thing. How can you get her email?
I already have her Facebook. I'm up on her Facebook.
Yeah.
I'm stalking her to see if I have...
The new Lauren Falcone.
Yeah, not the old, yes.
Right, but the deal is, how did they contact you with her email address?
They didn't. the way I ordered the shirt online, and then that was it. And then they just hold it with no.
No, I'm talking about the one from the ski resort. So they contacted you from Colorado, but you hadn't been there. So why would her email address?
Because it's very close to my email address. I think there was like a not a dot or whatever. It's very easy to do that. But then I got in touch with her because I found
her. Oh, okay.
Yeah, that time they were just shooting in the dark. Trying to find a Lauren Falcone in Boston.
Yeah, I just wanted to see. But this is another Lauren. This is a
whole ring of Falcones.
Just, yes, exactly. With wearing this shirt.
And some of them are Falcones, which is very confusing. Yeah.
And Hank has he's got a double, too.
There's another Hank Morse, and I ended up, he was a supervisor over at the TSA, and I ended up with his business card, which I went home and I showed my wife. I threw it on the kitchen table. She's like, oh, what's this? She looks at me like, what the hell is this?
Finally, you have a good job.
And, and then you groped her.
Suddenly, a real job. No kidding. This is the Lauren and Wally Show.
Yeah, it didn't help me at American Airlines, though.
Right, exactly.
Listen, well, good morning. This is the Lauren and Wally Morning Show. So yesterday, I'm reading this story in the news that this guy gets sentenced yesterday to 14 months in prison for attempted bank robbery when he pretended a banana was a gun. And I'm thinking, well, you would have thought he could have gotten the case dismissed on appeal.
Okay, so we
have good news for you this morning because the condition of Big Poppy has been upgraded. And it's good. It's
too
good
bad that joke wasn't upgraded to good.
I know.
Are people still listening after that?
DOA.
So anyway, David Ortiz has been upgraded to good condition, which is a big deal because, you know, guarded in ICU is a little bit touchy. So that's great news. His lawyer also said they've arrested an 11th person. They have almost everybody. I mean, it took a lot of people.
Takes a village.
His lawyer said that he's satisfied with the work the authorities have done, and he dismissed all the rumors about the cause of the shooting as cheap gossip, emphasizing that Ortiz is a man of, quote, family values and no enemies. He said the rumors, which have spread through social media and in tabloid newspapers, created confusion and were, quote, not based in fact. That's why we need to wait for authorities to give the official version, he said, which will clearly be based on irrefutable evidence. You know, his wife, Tiffany, said her husband's condition has been upgraded. She said, grateful to everyone who's helped David through the ordeal, both in the Dominican and here in Boston. Your support has lifted his spirits tremendously during this challenging time. So
Those docs down there did a pretty good job.
Everybody involved, fast. I mean, just between the guy who drove him to the hospital in the Dominican, like slamming into cars and going up
Bentley.
To 120 miles an hour.
120 miles an hour, yeah.
And, see, that's the thing. If my friend had to be the Prius that didn't start, like, you know what I mean?
I know exactly.
Hangs out with people who
ran out of electricity.
Yeah, exactly. In the Dominican and then here at Mass General. And I think, you know, all the well wishes and he's beloved. And I hope he gets us out of the hospital soon.
Good news. And speaking of, it was a long baseball game last night.
There's not a lot of good news.
Not a lot of good news.
Red Sox lost a long bowl game. 4-3 in 17 innings to the Twins. Took 5 hours and 45 minutes.
Yikes.
Teams each used 9 pitchers. Well, it was 3-2 in the top of the 13th. Mookie hit a home run.
Yeah.
But then Max Kepler came up and tied it with a home run. And then the bottom of the 17th, Kepler knocked in the game-winning run with a walk-off single. So two teams go back at it again tonight. Shocker for the Boston Celtics, pretty much.
What do you guys make of this?
Al Horford opted out of his $30 million contract for next season. Everybody thought he was going to opt out and then re-sign with a more financially friendly deal. Says he doesn't intend on returning. Insert shocked face emoji right there. How's our pal Timmy G? Not doing too well.
Not good, our favorite Celtics fan. No,
what's
good.
His podcast?
The Banner Banter Podcast.
I hope it's up today.
Well, I don't know. It was a long night for Celtics fans.
NBA draft tomorrow night. Celts have 3 first-round picks, 14, 20, and 22. The Pelicans pick first. Bruins pick 30th in the first round of the NHL draft on Friday. And Bruins fans, you can feel slightly better. Go to WROR.com. You can watch St. Louis Blues forward Zach Sanford. He's riding in the parade the other day. Back of a convertible.
Yep.
Puked all over everybody in the car.
Oh, amazing.
May have had a couple of too many orange juice and vodka. Actually, truth be told, he's a really good kid from Salem, Massachusetts. Went to BC. And scored the final goal in the Stanley Cup.
Yep.
A lot to be happy for, but kind of an embarrassing video.
Little embarrassing.
And if you'd like to see it, WROR.
Okay, well, thank you very
Sports
much.
Sports brought to you by KM.
Got it, okay.
The Lauren and Wally Morning Show.
With Lauren, LBF, Hank, and Brian.
Weekdays.
80s and more.
All day.
And night.
105.7 WROR.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Hey, school's out for the summer, kids. Make sure you knock on your parents' door.
That's right. That is Alice Cooper.
The Lauren and Wally Show, sponsored by Horizon Interiors. Here's Lauren, LBF, Hank, and Brian.
And knock more than once.
That's
and
right.
And the reason we say that, right, is...
Yes, please.
Because Kelly Ripa yesterday, well, 2 days ago, was talking on her show that had millions of people
on TV,
watch.
On TV.
And Mark, how she was caught by her daughter. So here's what she had to say.
So she opens the door, and we're like, all right, good, close the door.
You
knock.
People say, no, I'm
knock. What are
I'm
you doing?
Being resuscitated.
And she goes, thanks a lot, it's my birthday.
She's like, she shuts the door, and you hear, you just ruined my birthday.
Hey.
And my life, and I used to see in color, and now everything is gray.
That's so funny. Wow.
And now we're having brunch.
We're eating. We're like, this is delicious. That's delicious. And she's like this. She goes, you're disgusting.
And I'm like, my dad's here. I said, Lola. And she goes, you guys have no chill. You act like
you're
20. You
think you're 20, but you're not.
Oh, I'm not sure she saw anything, but whatever. It was...
I made eye contact with her.
You guys have no chill.
Oh, my God.
And she's 18, that kid.
That's a fantastic story.
Not a toddler wandering in.
Oh, I know. You can explain that away.
You can't do that.
Can't explain
mommy and daddy are wrestling. Can't do that one. Okay, so we've done. Okay, there got to be a million stories out there. So, okay, so what happened with you?
How about if I was the one who did the walking in when I was five?
Oh.
Did it scar you for life?
It's a memory that's seared in my head.
Forever and ever and ever.
Oh, my God.
Did your parents say anything to you?
I don't think they ever had any idea that I'd walked in.
Oh, my God.
Okay, well, they were probably concentrating on other matters.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I had a bad dream. I walk in, and I'm going to crawl between them. And then I notice they're both on one side of the bed, and I'm seeing things I don't understand. So, I just climbed on the foot of the bed. I climbed very slowly and crawled all the way out of the room back to my room.
You handled that pretty well.
Did you ever tell them about it?
Nope. I had no idea.
Hey, thanks for calling. Have a great day.
Thanks, buddy.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show. Sponsored by Horizon Interiors.
105.7 WROR. Good morning. This is the Lauren and Wally Morning Radio Program. And,
I found the perfect men from Maine to go with that story.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. That is coming up next.
You're sick.
Right here.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
Welcome to another thrill. Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Little Ephus Jr. is talking to his best friend, Little Leo, and we hear...
Hey, Leo, where'd you get the cool new watch?
Oh, you won't believe it. Last night, I walked in on my parents wrestling, and my father said, you get out of here, I'll give you a new watch.
I gotta try that, too.
Later that evening, Little Ephus walks in on Ephus and Effie in bed, and we hear...
Oh, my God!
Little Ephus, what in God's name are you doing? In here.
I want to watch.
Well, okay, but you're going to have to stand over there in the corner and keep your mouth shut.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
You are disgusting.
Men from
Maine. You picked that.
Right here on the Lorne and Wally Morning Show.
Oh,
the Lorne and Wally Show. Morning.
More 80s.
More variety.
All day.
And all night.
80s more.
105.7 WROR.
Probably. Well, at least I hope you already know. We're having a real big party coming up a week from tomorrow night. And we're going to be up at the Kowloon in Saugus. And it's just going to be a party. It's a karaoke party. We've never done this before. This is going to be our 80s karaoke party. And you're invited to come and sing. You got to register with us, and you can get your tickets, and all the tickets proceeds go to the Pan Mass Challenge, which is coming up first weekend of August, which is a great cause. And of course, for the tickets, you get a great buffet, and by the way, they're going to have they'll have adult beverages there.
Yep.
And we're all going to be there.
And great entertainment, hopefully.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, really, I think you're coming for the show because the select few will be performing for the grand prize. And so we've been trying to pick out a few of the, we got a lot of entries, people who are out there singing some karaoke.
You can't believe how many people want to sing in front of the audience. Yeah. Okay, so we, first of all, go online to WRR.com and get your tickets, and then come and join us. It starts at 6, goes like 8:30, so you can come by on your way home from work. Okay, you want to go to the phones now and meet one of our...
Let's do it.
So on the line with us this morning is Matthew Fry, and Matthew's from Attleboro, Massachusetts. Good morning, Matthew. How you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing very well.
Good. Welcome to the Lorne and Wally Show. So what do you do for a living, Matthew?
I am a home energy tech for Rouse Engineering.
Cool.
Okay. And you like to sing?
Love to sing.
Do you sing on the job sometimes when you're just feeling good about the day?
I'm always singing in the car.
Nice.
Okay. Come on. Do you do any karaoke, you know, competitions, or you sing karaoke often?
I do. I love singing karaoke.
Okay.
Okay. Could we get a little taste of what you would like to do for us? What have you chosen to sing?
I've chosen Here I Go Again, Whitesnake.
Oh, Whitesnake. Here
good
I go
one.
Again.
All right,
okay.
So I've got a little karaoke track here, and it's going to pick up, instead of the slow part in the beginning, it's going to kind of pick up right where, you know, it kicks in with the, you know, Here I Go, you know, that part.
Would you like to ready to give it a shot? Okay, here comes the music. Ladies and gentlemen, Matthew Fry from Attleboro. Here we go.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
I can hear it.
Yeah, I can hear the passion.
And I've made up my mind. I ain't wasting no more time. I'll go again.
Nice.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Right,
so
that's good.
So you would like to join us a week from Thursday, right?
Yeah.
Okay. This is going to be. If anybody hasn't signed up for this yet, you can log on to WRR.com. It's a week from Thursday. We're going to be at the Kowloon. It's our first ever 80s karaoke at the Kowloon night, and there's going to be food there. They're going to have a big buffet. Hank, you're a huge fan of the Kowloon and the.
The Saugus Wings.
Yep, it's the best. And all of the money that we raise for this is going to go directly to the Pan Mass Challenge to help fight cancer. And bring a bunch of your friends with you. We'd love to have everybody possible show up. Okay, Matthew?
Yeah, grab a few people.
Oh, good.
Okay,
good.
Okay, we're looking forward to it. We'll see you a week from Thursday.
I'm excited.
Okay, now, good. Now, time, let's do one more.
We're going to let that guy out of the box, though, before he starts singing this.
It's hard to sing along on the phone.
Yeah, it's just so a little bit of a...
Okay, let's not play any music this time.
Let's just go straight acapella? Singing. Yeah, because this guy, Tom from Weymouth.
Tom Brunel. Right. Hey, Tom, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Great, thanks. Now, I understand you're a student at Johnson & Wales, right?
Yep.
Okay.
And you got a great song picked out for an 80s karaoke. What song do you want to do?
Never Gonna Give You Up by Rick Astley.
Oh, great.
Yeah. Okay. You're going to Rickroll us, I see.
You feel like you feel comfortable doing this a cappella for us right here this morning?
It's no problem. No skin off my back.
All right. Okay, well, go ahead. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, Tom Brunel, take it away, Tom. Hit it.
We're no strangers to love. You know the rules, and so do I. A full commitment's what I'm thinking of. You wouldn't get this from any other guy. I just want to tell you how I'm feeling. Gotta make you understand that I'm never gonna give you up.
We're just singing along. Hope you don't mind there. Okay.
I like it.
Okay, good.
I like it.
Okay, so you can join us a week from tomorrow night, right? Okay, good.
That's great. You got a crew you can bring to support your cause, because we're going to need people to kind of cheer you on.
Bring as many friends as you can, okay?
Yep.
Awesome.
I bring my whole family.
All right. Oh, sounds nice. Good.
I like it.
Okay, hey, listen, thanks a million for singing for us this morning, okay?
No problem.
Right,
we'll be in touch, Tom.
Yeah. You nailed it.
And remember, somebody's going to walk away from this competition with $1,000 cash prize. So that's
that's
a great
awesome.
Deal,
yeah.
Okay?
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
Okay, have you ever wanted to take a selfie with a celebrity that you bumped into and, you know, just
been denied?
Been denied, or like, for I always feel funny about it. By the way, Dirty Laundry is brought to you by Subway. The last time I bumped into a celebrity, I was getting off the boat in P-Town, and I was one of the last people off the boat, and next to me, sort of guiding his bike out, was Andy Cohen.
Oh, that's
I was
awesome.
So excited because I really don't think that there's anybody I love more. It's weird. My crush continues to get bigger and bigger. So I had Brian Bell in my head because I was like, oh, hey, Andy Cohen. It's so nice to meet you. I'm a big fan. He's like, thank you so much. And I started walking ahead. And then Brian Bell's in my head like, selfie or it didn't happen. So I ran back and I said, do you mind if I take a selfie with you? Because I work with this guy who says selfie or it didn't happen. And he's like, sure, no problem. And he was so gracious. And I felt a little weird about it anyway. Well, apparently he is one of few remaining because selfies and celebrities on the outs. The newest person, there's a list of celebrities who don't take selfies with
okay.
people.
Really? Because it's
for good
very
reason.
Easy.
Yeah, exactly. But there's a good reason behind it. Now, Jim Carrey is on the growing list of celebrities because he says selfies stop life. He's much prefers saying, hello, who are you? It's nice to meet you. But see, I do selfies as evidence.
Right.
Right.
It's like it's a new autograph, you know?
It's based, yeah, exactly. It's bragging rights on Instagram about sharing that moment. He doesn't feel bad about it. He said, I don't feel a pressing responsibility to please everyone. I'm not unkind to people, but I much prefer saying hello, how are you, what are you doing today to give a selfie because selfies stop life. Well, other celebrities who don't want photos with fans in public, Chris Pratt, who I adore and seems like a very chill dude, he doesn't take photos with fans for the same
Why?
Reason. Social media yeah. devalues the experience. Emily Blunt.
But not for the person.
I know.
For them, yeah.
Yeah, because, you know, you're right. It's the new autograph, and it's much better than autograph because of autograph. Anybody can forge an autograph,
yeah,
but you can't.
Real.
You
got to
Photoshop
Blunt,
a selfie.
Mary Poppins does not take.
Mary Poppins?
No, she's just
really?
Like, she especially doesn't like to do it when she has her kids. Frances McDormand, her
well,
company
that's,
line.
That's different.
Yeah, but
if you got your kids and it's family time, I can see that.
Yeah, then you can have the kids take. Well, have the yeah. kids take a picture.
That's right.
Yeah.
Frances McDormand, she says when people ask for a selfie, she's like, "Yeah, I'm retired from doing that, but it's nice to meet you." And blah blah blah. I guess Maisie Williams from Game of Thrones, Amy Poehler, Emma Watson doesn't do it because this is the good reason. She says she doesn't do it because people post it on social media immediately, and then everyone knows where she is and what she's doing, and
yeah,
that is actually dangerous. And Panic at the Disco does it the same. Who I wouldn't even know them if I bumped into them, but Panic
yeah,
at the Disco.
You can't see any pictures of them.
Right, won't do it on their downtime on tour because they think it's creepy that everyone knows where they're staying.
I have a huge crush on Drew Bledsoe, and he granted me my selfie wish.
Oh, that's
really?
Great.
At the TD Garden, yes.
That's
put his arm
nice.
Around me.
So oh, that's good. Nice. Jennifer Lawrence, you ever bump into her? Because she's she's perfectly fine being rude about it. And the same goes for Amy Schumer. In fact, Amy Schumer stopped taking selfies with people because she was in a city and this guy just came up to her and started taking pictures of her. And she said, please stop, you know, because
that's known as the paparazzi.
Well, no, he was just had a cell phone. It was a regular guy and yeah. and he wouldn't stop. And he's like, you know, you work for us or blah, blah, blah. She's like, I'm not taking selfies with anybody anymore and blame it on this guy and
he
posted
ruined
his
it.
Picture.
Yeah.
And again, Zoe Saldana. Russell Crowe, they won't do it if with their kids. Chrissy Metz from This Is Us, she's saying no. I think she needs a couple of more years of being famous to say no. That's just me.
Get
you
over
know
yourself.
What I mean?
Okay.
Like,
one big hit
the,
show. And
where's
know,
the level
like,
of fame
like,
before
I think
you
that,
say
like,
no?
I think you're going to endure selfies until you're like Justin Bieber. And because the photos make him feel like a zoo animal. Kit Harington from Game of Thrones, he said it makes him feel like a mannequin, so they don't do it. So if you bump
Challenge
into those
accepted.
People, right,
okay.
they don't get a, they're not jerks, they're just doing it for a specific
Okay,
reason.
Have you ever been turned down by anybody?
No.
I've been turned down a
for
lot.
For selfies? Or?
Okay. That's a completely different story.
No, I don't think so. I'm weird about asking. Like it took a lot of bravery.
Well, you
to
know
ask
how I love a good selfie.
You have no problem.
Yeah,
like sometimes
you
if you just take the selfie with them in the background.
I've done that.
At least you can you prove know. The,
Didn't you bump into Joey McIntyre at like Walmart or something?
No, we were at the play place down in Kingston with our kids.
Yeah.
And there's Joey Mack, and I'm like, hey, you know, I know we're all playing with our kids and stuff. You know, can we get a picture at some point? And he's like, wait till we're ready to leave and I'll take one with you. I'm like, all right, cool. And we did. And it was great.
That's
like a
nice.
Week from tomorrow, yeah. next Thursday, if somebody what? Wanted to take a selfie with you at the Kowloon for the 80s karaoke.
Oh, yeah. I'll take selfies with anybody. It's fine. That's no problem. I'm a selfie slut.
Hi.
Okay.
Wow.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Lauren and Wally, 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The Lauren and Wally Show. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
Ladies and gentlemen, the gauntlet has been thrown down. LBF said this is going to be harder than getting through Everett on opening day of the Encore Casino.
No.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to play Win a Grand in 60 Seconds. And on the line with us is our player this morning, introducing Missy Eckstein, who's from Fitchburg, Massachusetts. Good morning, Missy. How are you doing this morning?
I am doing great. I am so ready for this.
Excellent.
Uh-oh. All right. Okay. She sounds happy.
I understand. Hey, right. Missy, I understand that you are the water operations coordinator for the city of Fitchburg. Is that correct?
That is correct. The great city of Fitchburg. That's
where,
me.
Where you guys get your water? You get it from MRWA or do you wells or what?
No, we don't. No, we get it from reservoirs where we have an abundance of reservoirs and we have great drinking water here in Fitchburg.
Wow. She's plug for the drinking water. I love it.
Now here's the deal,
Missy. Straight to Fitchburg for a nice
LBF is
going to
give you 10 questions, 60 seconds to answer them. You can pass it any time, as you know, but you got to save time so you come back, pick up any you miss. You got to get them all done before the buzzer sounds in 60 seconds. Are you ready to play?
I am ready.
Ladies and gentlemen, win a grand in 60 seconds.
Who loses her glass slipper at the ball?
Cinderella.
What amusement park features the new Harry Potter roller coaster?
Disney.
How many strikes make an out in baseball?
3.
Goop is the name of this celebrity's website.
Gwyneth Paltrow.
David Schwimmer played this character on Friends.
Ross.
Warsaw is the capital of what?
I'm sorry, what?
Warsaw is the capital of what?
Poland.
What actress was a regular on both Dynasty and T.J. Hooker at the same time?
Heather Locklear.
Which literary animal got lost his jacket and shoes while raiding Mr. McGregor's garden?
Peter Rabbit.
What Boston band just started a residency in Las Vegas?
Aerosmith.
Lord of the Dance star Michael Flatley was born in what country?
Ireland.
That's all the questions.
You did
all questions. And the problem is
you missed two of them. You were so good, though.
Excellent.
First of all, the amusement park that features the new Harry Potter roller coaster is Universal.
I know, rats, right?
And then Lord of the Dance star Michael Flatley, he was born in Chicago in the United States. Can you believe that?
Go figure that.
I know, right?
I don't believe that.
It's true. I looked it up on Wikipedia.
Yeah.
I really feel bad because you were great. You have a vast knowledge of things. It's nice.
That was good.
You did a good job.
Which is better than having a half vast knowledge.
I see what you did there.
Thank you very much. So for you, we have a fabulous consolation prize. A $100 Disney gift card. You're now qualified for the grand prize. The grand prize is a 4-night Disney Cruise Line vacation. Now, that's like 3 vacations in one. Discover more fun, more relaxation, more magic on a Disney Cruise vacation. So enjoy and good luck on the grand prize. Have yourself a great day. Thank you very much for being a member of the nation. And say hi to everybody in Fitchburg.
Thank you so much.
Great job. You're welcome.
Good job. Have a good
day. Okay. Bye.
Anybody else? You want to play and win this game? You got to register. Log on to WRR.com. It's so easy to do. You sign up and you could win $1,000 from Century Bank. Ahoy, mateys. Here on the Lorna Wally Morning Show, it's time for your shark update this morning. You got to see this video. So this is straight out of the Jersey Shore.
Yeah, New Jersey Shore.
Yeah.
Jeff Crilly was out on his big boat, the Big Nuts Required 2.
Well, I wonder what happened to the first one.
Yeah. Not spelled with a Z, by the way.
Okay, now
of course it is.
You saw this video, right, Hank? This boat, would you say this is a good sized boat, like a 30 footer?
It's a 31 footer.
They were 31 footer, okay. They're crazy people.
Yeah, and the great white, they just swam up to the stem of the boat, grabbed a bag of chum, and then this thing ensued.
He didn't exactly just swim up, he was kind of.
They,
They were like throwing a fish on a line, kind of out in, trying to get the shark to come to
the boat. Now, these guys are like mid-30s to mid-40s, see? And it's funny how everybody reverts to 12 years old when something like this happens.
I hope I got all the swears out.
Okay. I know,
We're posting the video, but we had to really work to get everything leaked out on this. Okay,
this.
Here's when the shark comes up.
Yes, come on.
Oh, my God.
Holy this thing is huge. Oh, my God.
Yes, come on.
Holy what is this thing? Holy
You know, I mean.
Oh my God! Dude, that was the coolest thing I've ever seen! Oh my God, dude! Dude, that! Holy
oh my God! I've been around these guys.
Okay, you know these guys, right? Yep.
Oh man, there was one smart guy who said, "Hey, let go of the bag."
Yeah, because the shark came in and went up after like the chum bag that they had hanging on the side of the boat.
Yeah,
it took that real quick.
Really quick. I mean, the thing was 2,000 pounds, probably. It's huge.
It was enormous. Yeah,
it's something out of my personal nightmares. But these guys
being on a boat with those guys.
Yeah, that and the shark. I don't know. I mean, that's too.
I'll take my chances
totally
with the shark.
Yeah, but his head keeps popping up. He wants a better grip on it. It probably 4, 5, 6 times out of the water. And they're, what were they, 3, 4 feet away in the
probably? Right there, yeah. Yep.
Crazy. I don't think that boat's big enough. I would be very upset if
it was
I was
half
in that
the size
boat.
Of the boat. They said.
Yeah, that's insane.
That's a little big. Oh. That's a little big.
We're gonna need a bigger boat.
Oh, I would have freaked out. I would have had a panic attack.
The funny thing is, that was down in Jersey, on the Jersey Shore. And that, of course, the reaction is not exclusive to like New Jersey. Because this is a little audio we've got.
Reminded me of this guy.
This guy.
Ours
this is
better.
3 years ago in Boston Harbor, and these guys see something weird in the water. Okay, and here was their reaction.
It's a baby wheel, man. That thing is big, Jay. What is that thing? It looks hurt.
I don't know.
Oh my God! What the is that?
It's
girl?
So much better.
Yeah. We're seeing some. We ain't never seen before, kid. Oh my God, that thing looks dead, man. We gotta call the aquarium or something. Oh man, Jay, it's dead, bro, or something.
I love this guy.
Jay, we could get some big money for that if it's a fish, buddy. Come on. Let's hook that and we'll be on the news, man. What is that thing, dude?
Jay,
oh,
Jay.
Man, we need.
We win.
On the aquarium.
5-7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show. Sponsored by Horizon Interior.
I hate snakes. I hate them.
I have had it with these motherfucking snakes.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay. You know, Indiana Jones hates snakes. Everybody hates snakes. So yesterday we were talking about snakes and the snake that was seen in Medford. So then we get an email, and this is from Brenda Flaherty. She says, "Hey guys, heard you talking about that milk snake in Medford, or was it Melrose? Well, let me tell you, I work in Middleton, and we have huge black rat snakes right outside our office every spring. The largest I've seen was 6, maybe 7 feet long. Check out these pictures I took. They're endangered species, by the way, and they're protected." She's right. These are big snakes.
They're huge. And if that was outside my office every morning during the spring, I would find a new job.
Right.
I mean, I know they're just snakes and like they're slither away.
People have a thing about spiders and snakes.
And if they're not going to, I don't think, is this a black rat snake going to like poison you?
It will bite, but it won't poison you.
Yeah, what's the deal?
Only if handled. Don't pick it up.
Okay. It's probably bad news if you're a rat.
Yes.
I would imagine.
How big do they get anyway, Hank?
They get up to 8 feet long.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Are they indigenous to Massachusetts?
They're very rare in Massachusetts, but there are a lot of them like in Connecticut.
Oh, and they
some like
to
trout.
They come up to Middleton from Connecticut.
Maybe they're here for the Encore. Maybe they get sick of Foxwoods. They're coming to Encore. Who knows?
Like, somebody posted like the spot where my kids and I like ride down to like this little pond near our house.
Yeah.
And somebody on our town page posted video of this big black water snake right there in like the on the shore. So like we went down there, we were a little more careful, but I'm like, yeah, they're out there, but
that's it. That's it.
Don't go outside.
I'm not going outside ever again.
Ever again.
Sure. No,
ever,
it's just between everything. Between the bees and the ticks and the chipmunks and the squirrels and the rabid bats
hey,
and the snakes.
They're coming in the house, too.
Oh, my
God. Oh, yeah, they're going up through the pipes, right?
Yeah.
That was the scariest part of yesterday's snake story with the snake in Medford slithered into the house and bit the little baby through the pipes. Garage slithered through the pipes.
At least we can still go swimming at the beach, right?
Mm. Oh, yeah. I forgot. Sharks.
Oh, boy.
The Lorne and Wally Show. Horrible. More 80s. All day.
And all night.
80s and more.
1057 WROR.
1057 WROR. Good morning. This is the Lorne and Wally Morning Show. It's about 9 minutes before 10. I'm sorry, 9 minutes before 9. And, sir, what's your name?
Hey, Greg.
Greg. Okay, so you got a snake update for us here?
Yeah, I got a little snake story if you want a really good one.
Sure, okay.
So king snakes are known for killing other snakes. That's one of the things they do. They eat other things, but they eat snakes. So my dad's family is from Texas, and when I was a little kid,
I got big snakes up in Texas.
I remember visiting my grandmother's house in West Texas out on a farm, and she had a king snake she let have the run of the house.
No kidding.
It would kill and keep the rattlesnakes and stuff away from the house. So you'd wake up in the morning, be walking along, there'd be the snake, it'd be curled up, you know, places and stuff. But, just sort of a normal thing down there.
Wow.
It's
like that's why they wear those boots.
It's kind of like having a cat around to take care of the mice, right?
Exactly, except Texas style.
Yeah,
Texas style.
But that snake could take care of a cat too.
That's right.
Wow.
Yeah, I come to think of it, there weren't any cats in
there. That's funny.
Wow.
Hey, man, thanks, call. Have a great day. Okay. Watch out for the snakes.
Wow.
Oh man.
Okay. Not going to Texas.
Thank you very much. Okay. Hey, one other thing we want to mention about the karaoke thing coming up a week from Thursday night. A lot of people are trying to sign up for this. And we will have your music all ready for you and all that sort of thing. But you do have to sign up. And we're thinking about having, like, maybe a wild card that night. Somebody just randomly picked out of the crowd to come up and sing karaoke,
show
too.
Up night of and get a spot.
Oh, that's good.
I think that'd be good. Yeah. And really, I think you should just come to watch everyone who has submitted. You don't have to be a karaoke singer.
No, you don't have to be a
performer.
No, you can come to watch.
Just, yeah.
You come to... donate to the PMC. All the money from the tickets goes to the PMC, and it's going to be a great night. It's gonna have great food, great entertainment, hopefully.
Plus, it's always fun to watch people eat Saugus wings.
That's true.
Once they have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
It's amazing. Okay, so it's going to be a good time. Log on to WRR.com, and everything you need to know is right there. And if you want to sign up to sing, you can do that there as well. If you know someone who's singing, please come and support them. If you are singing, recruit your friends to come. It's going to be a great party and a lot of fun coming up a week from tomorrow night, and goes from 6 to 8:30. And Hank is here with an update on the community this morning. Hank, what's going on?
Hey, a shout-out to George Gray, who just made a $500 donation to Team WROR.
Handmass Challenge. Thanks, George.
80s and more. 1057 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.